This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Catholic Church and its Conference of Catholic Bishops has formally apologized for the Church's role in inflicting trauma and abuse on generations of Native American children and families through Indian boarding schools. In a nearly unanimous vote by the Conference of Catholic Bishops, 181-2, the bishops lamented that many indigenous Catholics have felt a sense of abandonment by church leaders who don't understand their unique cultural needs. The bishops also acknowledged the role the church played in running Indian boarding schools. In the document, they said, "We apologize for the failure to nurture, strengthen, honor, recognize, and appreciate those entrusted to our pastoral care." For nearly a century, from 1869 through the 1960s, the U.S. government removed hundreds of thousands of indigenous children from tribal lands and forced them into boarding schools to assimilate them into white culture. Children endured abuse and violence and even died at these schools, all the while being cut off from their families. Of more than 500 Indian boarding schools, most were run by the U.S. government, but the Catholic Church operated more than 80 of them. Catholic Pope Francis issued a historic apology to indigenous people in 2022 for the deplorable abuses they suffered in Canada's Catholic-run residential schools. But the new document from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops marks the Church's first official apology to indigenous people in the United States. U.S. Department of the Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, the country's first indigenous cabinet secretary, has used her role to raise awareness of what actually happened at Indian boarding schools. She has talked about the generational trauma within her own family, as her grandmother described the pain and loneliness she endured when the trains took her away from her family. In 2021, Haaland launched the Interior Department's federal Indian Boarding School Initiative to examine the legacy of Indian boarding school policies and their intergenerational impact. As part of the initiative, a project called The Road to Healing has Secretary Haaland traveling around the country to meet with survivors of the boarding school system, asking to hear their stories for a permanent oral history collection. Haaland concluded the effort in November 2023 at the final stop of the Road to Healing in Bozeman, Montana. School hallways are pretty empty now with students off for summer break, but one Bozeman school is still in use for a mother duck who escorted her ducklings straight through the corridors of Bozeman High. A school employee said, "Most every year at Bozeman High School, a mother duck nests in our courtyard. When her eggs hatch and her ducklings are ready, she leads them to the courtyard door, letting us know she's ready to take her babies out into the world. School workers then open the doors, and video shows them watching as the mother leads her brood to the creek that runs in front of the school. A similar video post from 2017 shows the mama duck actually knocking on the back door with her bill until school workers let her in to lead her ducklings through the school corridors. This week on Thursday and Friday evenings, there will be a riparian planting event at Gallatin County Regional Park from 4:30 to 8 p.m. The public is invited to plant native trees and shrubs. The Gallatin Watershed Council, the Craighead Institute, and the Sacagawea Audubon Society have partnered to enhance wildlife habitat, improve water quality, and increase shade along the small stream that runs through the county regional park. The goal is to plant 65 trees and shrubs over these 2 days. The project is the second phase of planting at the site, adding to last year's planting of 58 native trees and shrubs. Everyone is welcome, and people can RSVP by emailing tess@gallatinwatershedcouncil.org. That's a riparian planting event at Gallatin County Regional Park, 4:30 to 8 p.m. this Thursday and Friday, June 20th and 21st. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.